You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll be, actually, it's kind of weird. They'll be leaving tomorrow for Florida State on Saturday night. And can't wait to see what it looks like. Carson Beck's got to play a little better than he did against the Florida Gators. 17 to 30, 160 yards, one interception, no touchdowns. The thing that the Canes have been really good at is line of scrimmage. They have beaten everybody up on the line of scrimmage so far.
That's how football should be played, you know, Joe. So congratulations to Mario for building a team the right way.
No. That was his, he's got his whole body all over that offensive and defensive line. There is no question. So Florida State comes in with a number one offense in the country, 600 yards. Now they beat up on East Texas A&M and Kent State. They put, 140 points on those two teams total. So, but anyway. And the Canes come in with a 12th ranked in the country defense, giving up just 244 yards, 11.5 points per game they're giving up. That's with South Florida, Notre Dame, and, of course, Florida. So
first one on the road, though, Joe.
A lot different.
You know, you're a little different. You're a little nervous. Florida State, that's not going to be in Doak Campbell Stadium. It's going to be a little bit intense.
Turnovers, big plays, all those things that come into play. Who will be able to run the football better? The Canes have been really, really good with a 1-2 punch and maybe a third guy coming back for the running back position. But, yeah, I can't wait, man. You don't know, right? You have no idea, and we've already seen. But this is our first ACC game, too. So a lot of firsts for the Canes. Road and first ACC game. And by the way, now it's bang, 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 bang of AC games. The only ones, ACC games, that really matter the most trying to get to these playoffs right now, which is obviously the goal. So,
let's get our first ACC championship. It'd be nice to have a banner up.
Well,
finally.
A lot of people think there'll be two teams in the ACC that will make the 12-team playoff, but easiest way to do it is win the ACC championship. Yes, I agree.
No. With this team, you should win the ACC championship.
Well, I've never done it.
I know. It's time. It's time.
This is their best opportunity. I think everybody would agree. This is their best opportunity to do it. But you got to win on the road. They've been great at home, by the way. Their record now at home, they've won a lot of games here in a row at home. But they got to win on the road. You got to win those games. There's a good chance they're favored in just about every game the rest of the way. I'm not sure if they're favored. It's pretty close this week.
It's time for the Hurricanes to not drop the ball. They've had good teams. They had good teams under Mark Richt. They had good teams under who's the guy at Duke now?
Manny Diaz.
They've had good teams. They've had good teams under Mario Cristobal. Last year was a hell of a good team. They dropped the ball. late.
Drop the ball. Georgia Tech, terrible loss, and Syracuse, who you had a lead again, nice lead, and lost that, and just defense just absolutely collapsed. So it was a rough one. We also have all this stuff with the Miami Dolphins that we've hit just about every part of it, and from the rookie class to the offensive and defensive lines and everything else. So we're gonna take a quick break and get all caught up here. Kim Bocamper, who's had a busy day, joins Omar and I. We'll be talking to him.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bo, we've hit about everything. I don't know if you had a chance to listen. You're actually doing more important things.
I'm on job two right now today. And so I hate to say it, but when I drive from job one to job two, I'm a little inundated with stuff. And I listen to a mystery book or something. It's all I listen to.
You know what's funny?
Car.
The last thing I want to do after we sit and Omar and I have been talking about this Dolphin, about everything with this Dolphin team. The last thing you do is want to listen to another show do the same stuff, right?
Well, there's a thing about football, and I don't know about you, Omar, but I know Joe and I and like Seth and the inner circle that I deal with. It's you come out of the game, and every now and then you're coming out of the game and you know this guy's driving home. I know this guy's in the traffic. And now you start calling. Hey, what'd you think? Mm-hmm. You get this little thing, right? So then you get the
OJ McDuffie in the fraternity.
You get the early temperature of what you feel about the game, and then the next morning, then you got another series of three or four guys that you kind of poke in the and you go, hey, what do you think? And so like by Tuesday. Like you're gamed out. you've gone over everything.
I gotta move on to the next.
You bitched about everything that you don't like, and
Nah,
first thing I try to do is get caught up on sleep.
Yeah.
And knocked that out. And especially that Monday night game.
Night game whacked me. Because I don't know why, but I was tired the whole day.
And the game was flying.
I don't know if there was a faster game.
The Jets took that ball right down the field, and that clock never stopped. It just
– Well, so for me on the Monday night game, you know, we have a hard out for our postgame show at 11. Usually that postgame will go like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm looking at the game clock, and I'm looking at the – and I'm going, geez, we're going to be out here at 10 o'clock. This thing's going to be –
You're going to have an hour worth of postgame. Yeah.
How many interviews can I do?
Well, but all I think is I'm going to get out after 11, so that's good. But, yeah, it's funny how you think that way. But
I need to ask Bo this. I know this is your show, but I need to ask Bo this. When you saw that first drive and you saw how – everybody in the world can run against Miami.
Yes. Well, look.
What do you think as a former trench player?
I think they're trying to find a scheme that works. You know, I've been saying this all along. I'm not a fan of that two down linemen, two tackles, and then you got two edge rushers on the side, not defensive ends, stand up edge rushers, which is fine when you want to rush the pass, but when they start running the ball, those edge rushers are. Technically, they're not in a good position. They're staggered stance, getting ready to rush the faster. Now they run a toss or something your way. Now you got to square up and even get upfield from an out. You know, from
Hey, Bo, they're running between the tackles too.
But no. But I'm saying this. But the tackles aren't doing them any favors either. So if you know what last week they went to a four man line, put Jalen Phillips down. They had Sealer. They had
Jordan Phillips.
Jordan Phillips and
Kenneth Grant.
And Kenneth Grant. And then 91. The guy comes in every now and
Matthew Butler.
And they still got run over. Still got pummeled.
So I'm watching Kenneth Grant because you know Kenneth Grant the first you know and I think Jordan Phillips has passed him on the depth chart.
Way past him.
And I think even Malcolm has passed him. That
you talking about Matthew Butler?
Butler. I mean that's. That's two and three. That's three and four. You know what I mean? And so I said one of the plays I saw him literally just get trucked. Where he was squared up and he was by the time they were finished blocking him, his back was to.
Kenneth Grant?
Kenneth Grant.
Man. It's, you know, I've been on the same. We've been going back and forth that you got to play all these young guys until they lose their confidence, and if they lose their confidence, you might have to sit them down. But I got to tell you, man, the first round pick. I mean, they had their they handpicked this guy.
Yes,
was he the second defensive tackle taken?
Yeah, and I tell you, the first one that came out of Michigan, he's playing really good.
Is he?
He's playing very, very good. I mean, he's got pressures, he's got sacks, he's got.
I don't need none of that.
You stop him at the line of scrimmage.
I just want you to clog your lane.
Let's get to second and eight instead of second and four.
Right.
Right.
That's just killing them
Then you give them the two options and so
that's why you're third down, you're struggling so
76
much.
yards in that first drive, running the ball. And God bless you, got that ball punched out.
Yeah,
because they're if you know
oh, he was going
so
in.
They go in for the touchdown, and the whole psychology of this team is here we go,
And that's when they fall
right. Yeah. And now they drove the field. They got put 3 points on the board.
Yeah, you're up 10-0 instead. You
know, yeah, so you're up 10-0. Right. So, but yeah, they've got. I mean, they ended up with like 199 yards rushing. Is that the number?
Yeah, just a tad under it, and they're now 30th. Giving up 158 yards a game. Yeah. Hey, Bo, I got to ask you. So, Kenneth Grant.
Yeah.
Run stopper number one, and they thought he had pass rushing potential.
Haven't seen it.
You got to keep playing him, don't you?
You got to. I mean, you've committed to it. So, look, I'm gonna go with one and two. I'm going with Savianaya. You know, when I saw Savianaya during the preseason, Look, let me give you much like last year when I was talking about Patrick Paul. Everyone's going, I don't see it. I look at fundamentals. I look at a base. I look at his hands. I look at all this. I don't look at things that you haven't seen before and how you react to them because you got to see them to learn them. And I think that's what Jonah's going through now. And it's ugly. It's very, very ugly. But you've committed to this. You've committed to Kenneth Grant. You've committed to those guys. And so what are you going to do? You're not going to play them, and then you come back next year, and you're starting off from
and a guy doesn't have confidence coming into year two.
Look, next year's problem. I understand optimism runs high on every football team, but at some point you got to realize this team is not going anywhere. This team is not going to be. I mean, granted, they may sneak into. They got a string now. I mean, this Carolina team is like hideous, you know. They got a string
until they beach and get some confidence.
Well, there you go. There's a string. There's a string there that looks like you. But this team's not going to win the division. This team's not going to win a playoff game. And so that being said, and that's just my opinion, you might as well play those guys the whole season so that when they come back next year, you see the difference that you saw from Patrick Paul last year to this year. That's
I want to give my team a chance. And I'm at the point now, and I'm not ready to pull the plug.
So you pull, you take.
Ready to pull the plug yet.
So you take Salvini out. So
no, he's fine. He's fine.
He's talking more about the D lineman,
Kenneth Grant.
Yeah.
If I can't stop the run, Bo, I can't do anything.
No, you can't. I mean, we saw it last. And look, even look how that game went, and you know, at the end, you're in. We won. You had three turnovers. You got 14 points off the turnovers, which had they not got that, it's a whole different game. But you still look up, and you only won by 7 points.
Yeah,
against a really bad football team there, and I know it was a late score, but you still only won by 7 points. You don't get those 14 points off the turnover. You're on the other side of that coin.
By the way, plays. You mentioned the first play. The second one is their kickoff return. They fumbled.
How does that happen, Joe? How does that happen?
They're a bad team.
Well, that's it.
13 penalties.
So are the Dolphins.
I don't think I've ever seen, you know, a team you go, okay, because I'm looking at them, I go,
they start the second half to take the lead.
Jets are going to get the football. They're going to come out, and you fumble the kickoff. So now you walk in. It's a walk-in touchdown for you, basically, right? And now you're feeling good about yourself.
Understand they handle a lot of adversity. Losing Tyreek, I've seen players. I've seen players. Yeah. They're gone. Injuries like that happen. Yeah. They're gone.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm glad that they handled it and stayed composed and finished off the game.
Because that to me, it said a lot. I think to me, I've talked to some people where. You know, they were there on the scene when they went to Tyreek. And so they had the Jets guys came over first, and then our guys come in, right? And when the Jets guys are leaving, Tyreek's on the ground saying, hey, thank you guys. Thanks. He's thanking the Jets training staff and doctors for taking care of him.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he just flipped over to – and then you get the whole team goes over there. And he's joking with the team.
Yeah.
And to me – That was like a little rallying cry, right? Where, you know, it's a team bonding, team building. Yeah. It says a lot about what Mike's trying to do from a team bonding. Everybody was over there.
I don't think they quit. Aboard. Yeah.
No, but I think for them, it became, hey, let's
do this for Tyreek.
Exactly. I mean, it may be corny. It may be, but you know, Tyreek, whatever you think of Tyreek, he is maybe the most top five favorite players on the inside the locker room. He may be the first or second in that locker room.
Emotionally, right? And this is what I've learned this week, their fear and concern is not necessarily replacing Tyreek Hill, the player.
No.
It's replacing Tyreek Hill, the emotional
leader.
The energy.
The energy that he brings.
And I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. And you can see fear.
Yeah.
Like, there is concern. Yeah. Where are we going to get that from?
And so that comes, you know, to me, that comes from Waddle.
Yeah.
Waddle said, hey, I'm stepping in. And Waddle's a vocal. I see him on the sideline.
He's a lot more vocal.
But he's not Tyreek.
Yes.
Vocal. He's not Tyreek energy.
And Devon does
it as
well.
He's never going to be that guy. He's never going to be Tyreek.
And Devon, both those guys are energy guys, but they're
not Tyreek.
Downplaying energy. You got the guy that's, hey, you know.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes he come over, he may MF guys on the sideline. And, you know, who's the guy that we had? He's in Buffalo. He was in Buffalo last year.
Mac Hollins.
Mac Hollins was one of those guys. I'd watch Mac. He wasn't even a – he was like a special teams guy for the most part.
Oh, no, everywhere Mac he goes, he makes plays.
He would go down the offensive line
and rip
their asses and say, you guys got to start playing.
I never want Mac Hollins to leave this team.
No.
You always need that.
Everywhere he goes.
Everywhere. And he makes catches.
Who scored
catches.
The first touchdown when he came here?
Mac Hollins. Yes.
Yeah. No, he is something. Hey, guys. We got a lot of great stuff here, but we got Larry Little going to join us.
Ooh, one of my favorites.
How can he not? 17-0, yep. Hall of Famer.
I got
the greatest polling guard of all time.
I got 1976 stories on Larry. That's how far I go back with him. I'm a pop something out on him, too.
He's got a new book. He's got a great story, by the way. My man's getting ready to turn 8-0.
Yeah.
So anyway, Larry Little's going to join us. When we come back, we're going to talk to one of the greats in the history of this franchise and the league.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I got a great call last night. I was shocked. Larry Little, Hall of Fame guard for the Miami Dolphins, 17-0, five-time first-team All-Pro. We can go on and on about all the things. Larry, a local guy as well from Booker T, Washington.
He's wearing a gold jacket, too.
Bethune-Cookman as well. But Larry's got to play 1 year with him. Bo, you played a few years with him. He's got a book out, From the Outhouse to the Penthouse, The Football Journey of Hall of Famer Larry Little. And he joins us this morning. Larry, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, guys. How you doing, Joe and Bo?
How you doing, Larry?
I'm fine, buddy.
Hey, Larry, we got a lot of stuff going on. We'll start with, first of all, damn, I miss all the stories with you, man. I got to tell you. Forget all that. I got to tell you, man. I was telling the story last week. I mentioned your name last week. I had to think about it. We were talking about I said, man, shoes intimidated me like nobody's business. And and he go, and so somebody asked me, hey, does he do, did he do that to everybody? And I go, well, only one guy, my rookie year, stood up and let him have it back and like let him have the business. And it was Larry Little in his last year in the NFL. Larry had to start at right tackle. And Larry wasn't taking any BS about anybody about anything. But you had that relationship, right, at that point with Coach Shula. You could tell him what you were thinking while he was telling you what he thought of you.
Well, Joe, you know, I was one of the captains, you know, on the team that year. And he kind of hurt, not, I'll put it this way, he pissed me off because he questioned an injury that I had, me not practicing in pads that day. And I just went off on him. They meant all the football, I didn't say it that night. All the football I played for you, you gonna question an injury for me? And, you know, that was it. And but we got over that, and, you know, he introduced me for the when I went into the Hall of Fame. We worked it out.
Hey, look, he should have known that with the relationship you had with one man, Junior Wade.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I love the Junior Wade stuff. Hey, Larry, you know, your stories are – you started with George Wilson here when you got traded from San Diego to the Miami Dolphins. You come here and that team's a mess at that point. George Wilson, I guess, is running a country club. And then you had Don Shula. So you went from George Wilson to Don Shula. What was that like?
Well, when I first got to Miami, first of all, when I came here, they had a lot of Southern guys on the team. Hell, I thought I was coming to a KKK convention.
Did you sit at that table, Larry? Did you have to sit at a different table during that time?
No, we sat at the same table, but we got over that too because all the guys were talking, chewing tobacco, sniffing snuff. My God, what did I come to? Although I was coming home, you know, I didn't know that much about the Miami Dolphins. But, you know, on a hot day, George Wilson was telling him, oh, hell, what the hell, go jump in the pool. He never got that from Shula, believe me.
Hey, Larry, you know, you're talking about your Dolphin days, but, boy, you came a long way and in a wicked path to get to the NFL.
Yeah, I did, Joe. You know, when I first went off of football out in the ninth grade at Booker T. Washington, during those days, we had football from seventh grade. Not football. It went from seventh grade to 12th grade. I went out in the ninth grade along with some other guys. All of them quit but me. And I tell you, you know, that was a beat. I took a beating every day. I was called a little fat, round fat boy. No respect. But my goal was always, for some reason, to play in the NFL. And I wasn't going to let anything stop me from getting there. And from there, I went to Bethune-Cookman. I only had two scholarships coming out of high school. That was to Bethune-Cookman and to another school in South Carolina, North Carolina, St. Augustine. And you know, what happened my senior year, St. Augustine dropped football. So if I had not gone to Bethune-Cookman, we wouldn't be talking today.
Wow. Crazy story. Hey, Larry, 50s and 60s. In Miami, living in the South, you saw it all. You really did. What was that like?
Well, I was a product of riding on the back of the bus here in Miami.
Wow.
And, you know, growing up over town like I did, you know, we were right near downtown. And I would walk downtown to the department stores, and there's one department store called W.T. Grant. And they had the colored water right next to the white water. While the white man wasn't looking at me, I would take a quick taste of the white man water, and the water was cold. Then I taste the colored man water, and the water was hot. It was a big difference right then. And then at another store called McCory's, they had the best hot dogs in town. And I would get me a hot dog, but I couldn't sit at the counter. I had to stand up and eat the hot dog.
Wow. Yeah. Damn.
It was different back then, much different than it is today. And at the Orange Bowl, you know, I could walk from my home to the Orange Bowl to see the University of Miami play. But going to the University of Miami game, we could sit in the stands. We had to sit in the bleachers. So, you know, that was a big, when I first, my first game in the Orange Bowl, when I was with the Chargers, I mean, that was a real big deal for me, coming from San Diego and being able to play on the field at the Orange Bowl.
You know, talking about San Diego Chargers as a free agent, rookie free agent, and then making it and traded to the Miami Dolphins, what were the years like, early years, going out to California compared to coming back here to Miami?
Oh, man, I loved it. I was getting ready to make my home in San Diego until Sid Gilman traded me to Miami. And the thing about coming to Miami, he traded me for my high school teammate that played with the Miami Dolphins at the time. His name was Mac Lamb. And Sid called it a nothing-for-nothing deal. So, Mac didn't make it to San Diego, but he went on to play it in Canada. And ironically, he coached my younger brother in Little League football.
Wow.
Hey, Larry, you come to Miami. What impact did Monty Clark have on you and that whole group you played with?
Hey, man, Monty was the best. Monty was a technician. I learned some in San Diego with my line coach out there by the name of Joe Madro. But coming playing for Monty, I mean, that was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. Monty made not only me, but other guys on the offensive line much better football players. I'm talking about Wayne Moore, Norm Evans, Bob Kuchenberg, and Jim Langer, and myself. Monty made us be as good as we were.
Hey, speaking of that, Kuchenberg, Langer, and Larry Little Langer in the middle, and you on one side and Kuch on the other, just incredible. And by the way, what I think everybody loves about that 17-0 team, you guys basically right to the last game said, we're going to run it, and there's nothing you guys can do about it. What was it like with a big fullback, two great running backs that complement each other, and starting five on that offensive line, and the way you guys played together and could run the ball?
Well, Zog liked to tell this story that we'll be in the huddle and we all be looking at Greasy, telling him to run behind me. Run behind me. Because we are going to get a hole, make a hole for the running back. And Zong tells that story all the time. He looks at our eyes and wanted us to run the ball behind each other. And we had that kind of an attitude. You run behind me, you're going to get the yards that we needed to be successful.
Larry, you know what's crazy? You're considered to this day the greatest polling guard in the history of the National Football League. I mean, there's some great guards, but then they show those highlights. We saw them a lot. Bo and I were on the when the cruise ship with you, and just block after block of you knocking the crap out of guys.
Running past the running back on pulling on a sweep.
Yeah.
Running past the running back and laying blocks down in front of him.
What made you so different than everybody else with so much success doing that, with all the great pulling guards calling you the greatest of all time?
Well, you know, I was pretty fast. And I like to tell the lie that I got fast by running from the police when I was young.
Quick first step, Larry.
But I had a lot of pride. You know, I had to run fast to be in front of Mercury. And a lot of time when I was pulling for Mercury, he would be running right behind me, grabbing my pants. And I'd be running and talking to him at the same time. Take your hands off me. And Zonk, of course, I could outrun Zonk. I took a lot of pride in what I was doing. I've watched some guards before me when I was young, like Jerry Kramer and those guys from the Green Bay Packers. So I patted myself out of some of them, trying to be the best that I could be at what I was doing.
I got to tell the story. So when I came in, I come in a rookie year, and I was late, you know, because I was playing in the college. So I was late, a couple weeks in. And I pull in my parking lot. My rookie car was a piece of crap, you know. I see this. What'd you have, that big black Lincoln Mark V, or what did you have? What were you driving back then?
A Broham Cadillac
with the blacked out windows, and I'm standing. I'm going, damn, was the president here or something? And all of a sudden, I see the door open up, and Larry pops in. And Larry had a walk, man. Larry had a confident walk, man. You know, he comes out with a cigarette in his mouth. He got that walk going on. I'm going, man, I'm afraid of Larry Little. I don't know what to do. So now 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, my first game in the Orange Bowl, run down the opening kick, blew out my knee, went to the hospital and had surgery, and I'm out for the season. And I'd only been there for a couple weeks, didn't really know much of anybody. And I'm sitting there, and you know how valuable a day off is in training camp, in a Shula training camp. So I'm laying in the hospital. You stay in the hospital for 10 days back then. I'm laying in the hospital. The first day of training camp, or the first day off, Wayne Moore, Nat Moore, and Larry Little come visit me in my room.
Wow.
The only people on the guys on the team, and I didn't expect anyone to come because I know what's going on. But they took time out to come in and just talk to me and see how and I believe me, I've never forgot it, and I will never forget it about those three guys. I fell in love with those guys.
I think
from that moment.
You know, it's funny you said that. I told Larry last night on the phone the impact he had and the way he treated the young guys was just phenomenal as a leader and the great player he was. I got to ask you one question, though, Larry, so get ready before we get to the book. I don't know how else to ask you this, but there have been legendary stories about how many chicken wings you ate in Buffalo. Do you know the number? Because Nat Moore is a bad guy and has exaggerated that number, and he's got me now exaggerating that number when I tell the story. But do you remember what that number was? I mean, just around. They said 100 was 100, and I know it got exaggerated. There's no way you threw down 100.
See, Nat and I were roommates. And Nat rookie year, he tells the lie. Like I said, he's lying all the time on me. that he sent me to a Paul McGuire chicken wing place in Buffalo. And, you know, he and Delvin Williams and I, we ordered chicken. And that likes to tell the lie that I ate 50 chicken wings that night, which was a lie. And I don't know why, and he still tells that lie that I ate 50 chicken wings.
That's a bad 40, man.
I had about 25.
That's not bad. See, I'm glad you straightened that out. Hey, Larry, real quickly, from the outhouse to the penthouse, tell us about the book that everybody, Dolphin fans and people who've been big fans of yours, can get.
Well, the outhouse is when I was born in a small town called Groveland, Georgia, about west miles of Savannah. And the house I was born in was my grandparents' house, and they didn't have an indoor toilet. So to use the restroom, you had to go to the outhouse in the back of the house. And it's about my journey from the outhouse, going through what I went through in high school, going through what I went through in college to make it all the way to the Hall of Fame. And making it to the Hall of Fame is the penthouse. That's the highest you can go in the NFL. That's why I named it from the outhouse to the penthouse.
Larry, you've touched so many people, man. You really have. I think whether I go to a high school football game and people talk about you down in Miami to what you meant to the organization and just everything you've done for everybody. I know Bo's got great stories as well, but we really appreciate you coming on this morning, my man. And we'll get that book out, and good luck with everything. And stay healthy and enjoy that 80th birthday, my man.
Hey, buddy, long as Bo don't tell that story about us being in London.
No, I'm trying to bury that story.
By the way, he had everybody drinking double vodkas by the end of the freaking night.
No. It wasn't double. It was double. Yeah, no, it was double vodka.
Vodkas.
So I'm just going to give you the short version. Started off at this little one event, and he goes, let's have a vodka. So he orders the double. By the time we got to the next one, we're ordering triple vodkas. And then I think we got to the hotel, and it was like quadruple vodkas. I woke up the next morning. I had 3 sport coats in my room, none of them which were mine. One of them was Tom Garfinkel's. I don't know how the hell that got there.
Hey, so by the way, the worst part is when we walked out, everybody was a lot of vodka. Yeah. And everybody goes, where's Larry? And his wife goes, oh, he already left ahead of everybody.
Well, and the worst part of it was I brought my 2 daughters over for the trip. They saw the whole thing. So.
They got to see ship show up close, brother. Larry, thank you, man. You take care, brother. We love you.
All right, Father. The great, man.
You're the best. You're the best.
All right.
Larry Little. Hall of Famer, 17-0.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.